Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Tea and Twits, just two girls talking about stuff that we care about. Laura, it's been almost 2 months since we recorded.
Something like that. Listen, a lot of shit's gone on. I have some fucking shit that happened with me
Oh,
slash in my
dear.
life. Nothing bad.
Oh,
Nothing.
good,
Let me
good.
preface it by saying nothing to your extent. Also, I love how we, again, Megan and I have a video chat going so we can kind of see when each other are going to start talking. We're both vaguely in the same color shirt right now, which is hilarious to me.
I noticed that. I was gonna make that comment. I'm like, clearly we have twinned on some level.
Well, I had to get put on like a sports bra and an actual shirt because I had a last minute Zoom meeting today. I literally had someone call me being like, "Hey, can we talk?" And instead of speaking to like yelling into a phone, "Would you be cool getting out of the chat?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." They're like, "Cool, I'll send you the link. See you in half an hour." I'm like, "Okay." I was like, "No." So I'm like brushing my teeth, vaguely putting my hair together, throws on a shirt that looks semi-presentable.
Yeah, and I'm rocking my Willy Wonka shirt today.
That's fair. That's fair. So I feel like your stuff's a little bit bigger than mine. Everything's that's going on. So how have you been?
It's been a lot, things. I don't remember if I talked about this in the last podcast.
I do not think you did.
But back in February, my lovely dog, Miss Brooklyn, decided that she Laura, did you just hear it on
Was mute. You guys didn't have to hear me like hit my head on my microphone.
I just looked up into the camera and all of a sudden I hear see Laura go, ow.
Like no sound because I'm muted. Okay, sorry, continue.
Oh my gosh. So my lovely dog, Miss Brooklyn, decided that she was gonna go try to attack the squirrels and the birds and the rabbits on a walk one day back in February. I pulled my arm. At the time, it felt like my shoulder had popped out of socket and then popped back in. So I started rehabbing it with my chiropractor, to try and get it to where it stopped hurting. And over a couple weeks, I started having pain when I type, which, knowing my job, I'm on a computer all day typing and it hurts. So I went to the doctor. The doctor then sent me to an orthopedic specialist who then sent me for an MRI. MRI revealed that the pull actually pulled one of my rotator cuff tendons off of my chest completely. There's four of them, so only one came off. So it's considered an incomplete rotator cuff tear. Which,
At least it wasn't a four.
I mean, very true. I'm very, very grateful for that. But the bad thing is that does not heal on its own. So I did have to have surgery, which is part of the reason why we did not record last month because my surgery was on the 28th. So I was pretty much full speed ahead from when I was told I needed surgery to when I got surgery was the span of about 2 weeks.
I don't
And
even
that
think it
two,
was 2 weeks. I think it was like a week and a half.
yeah. But during that time was when we were planning on recording. And then we're just like, no, the life is a little bit rough right now. So we're going to skip last month. But I had surgery on the 28th. And thankfully, while I was having surgery, and actually the day before surgery, I was able to find a dog trainer here in the DFW area.
Good. I was gonna say,
That
were you asked if you found one?
was able to board her the day before my surgery, and then she started training on the 29th, so the day after my surgery, went through the 15th of May. She was with her trainer out there doing all the training stuff, and it actually went really well, but I'm going to
Good.
talk about that in a second. So while she was at the dog trainer's, I got surgery. Like literally 4 days later was back at work. I was back at work on Star Wars Day because I'm me and I don't stop working.
Mood, mood. I say as I'm sitting at the
So
same desk I've been at for 60 something hours this week already.
Oh my gosh. I'm starting to get to that level because I'm actually now working overtime now that I'm done with school, because on the 10th, I graduated from grad
Yeah.
school with my second master's. Very excited. Was very nervous with my final project because I could only miss 36 points. I missed 25, and she's like, "Congratulations, you're graduating." I'm like, "Sweet. Thank you very much."
Yay.
So the 9th, we flew down to San Antonio, and then on the 10th, we drove to Laredo, which is 2.5 hours from San Antonio. It's about a mile from the Mexico border. Went through graduation. Pretty sure that my school is the only school that can say that they ended graduation with a mariachi band coming up on stage.
No, your school is not the only one. I know of others that have.
Really?
I mean, come on. It's common. It has to be common a lot in Southern Texas, but also I know I've seen it, I think, in a California graduation. Hell, it's probably been in one in fucking Miami for all I know.
Probably. I've never experienced it. Like, they shot off confetti cannons, and all of a sudden I heard a mariachi band, and I looked up on the stage, and I'm like, you know your demographic when, because we found during the graduation, like, commencement process, because there's two different graduations, because this school is huge. For my college, it was combined with the baccalaureate, so it's all the undergrads. Literally 600 kids walked that stage, with
Ew.
400 of them be or mo actually there's about 50 of us from the grad school, and the rest of it was baccalaureate. So we
Ew.
realized pretty quickly that I should have had a more ethnic sounding last name, because the area, it was very apparent. And then just me, and like,
And the one white girl.
pretty
Thank goodness.
much.
The one good thing about my last name is I can blend.
That's very true.
Because half the time people assume I'm Spanish because of my first and last name together. So.
So walked to the stage. That was fun. Came back. As we're driving back, however, we found out on the way there, because we passed it, there was a border patrol station that they forced you to get off the highway.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And we got off the highway. What makes this story even funnier is, if you see me, I am vaguely have color-ish.
That's only when you've been in the sun, Megan.
This is very true.
Any other time, you are white.
This is true. My mother looks very, very dark, gets mistaken for Mexican a lot.
Oh,
My
God,
father,
no.
however, is white as hell. So we get up to getting stopped by Border Patrol. My dad rolls down his window. Border Patrol agent goes, "Hi there, sir. How you doing?" He looks over at my mother, looks in the back and sees me. He goes, "Can you roll down your back window, please?" And we're in a rental car, so
Yeah.
we're trying to figure out how it works. He rolls down the back window, and the guy looks over at me and goes, "How you doing, ma'am?" Like, "Hi, sir." He looks at me and goes, "You US citizen?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." He looks at my mom, says, "You a US citizen?" "Yes, sir, I am." "All right, have a nice day." Doesn't even ask my dad. And
Yeah.
we're
Yeah.
like,
Yeah, it's bad.
So
It's bad.
it was very apparent, and it was very funny.
I mean, that's the only thing they have to go on is racial profiling. It's fucking ridiculous. I say as I live in Florida with all the bullshit I have going on right now in
Oh
Florida.
yeah, you got a lot of bullshit going on down there.
Oh, I'm so done. I honestly, if it was cheaper to move, we potentially would have at this point. But you know what? Fuck it. We'll figure it out eventually. I also have season tickets for hockey next year. Those are kind of paid for. I'm not.
You can't leave yet.
Can't leave. Well, considering, we'll get to
Right.
that.
But so we sorry, Brooklyn has decided she wants to lick me to death. Brooklyn, go over there. Go over there. Thank you. But we
No, I
made
will lay here.
yeah, pretty much. She's been doing this all day. We made it to Border Patrol, everything was fine. Got back here. I picked up Brooklyn the Monday after having two different sessions with her trainer, learning all the commands, getting comfortable because I'm still partially in a sling.
Yeah.
Like I pretty much have full range of motion with my arm. I know you can see Brooklyn having my arm in her mouth. I have full range of motion with my arm. I'm still on lifting restriction where I can't really lift anything more than 5 pounds.
Yeah.
I can't put my hand behind my back because it pulls. And I still have some pain. So I'm still on some pretty heavy narcotics for night to help with the pain. Because going back to surgery, I now have a anchor in my chest on my breastplate that is about this big, about the size of a quarter, that is holding my tendon to my chest while it is
healing.
While it's healing back to my bone. Which, funny enough, does set off TSA. Found that out.
Okay.
Not the normal way though. I didn't go through the thingy where you put your hands up. They had to, you know, send me through this the little side scanner.
Both of you don't seem I've ever been in an airport.
I figure you may have seen something on TV.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
But they had me go through the upright scanner, wanded my sling because there was a little bit of metal on the backside. But they wanded over my chest and it went off. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense until I went back to my post-op. Because post-op, the doctor showed me my pictures from my surgery that they took.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the thing and I'm like, that is full on steel. That's why that got set off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, normally, great. Now
surgical grade steel shouldn't set it off though. That's the weird part.
It
at least from what my understanding.
I've had surgical steel in my ankle from my last, from when I busted my ankle back in 2007.
Yeah.
And when I had the plate in there, it set it off every time. And I'm like, oh, okay. I have a surgical thing in there. And normally all I have to do is show them the scar and they know exactly what it is. It doesn't do that anymore because I only have part of the screw still in there. From where they couldn't get it out with my removal surgery because it's just kind of stuck in my tibia. Like, I'll deal with that later.
Casual, you know, bolt in your bone, you know, normal.
Yeah, you know, I'm still partially robot. but, you know, fun things for TSA. Got to keep that in mind, you know, when I go to Florida for Disney in August. That should be interesting.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
But other than that, you know, been back full steam ahead at work. I just applied for another position at my job, which, funny enough, put in my resume for it because my boss's boss's boss sent it out to our team. Like, she's over our whole team, which is,
yeah,
like
the whole five like, area different division. States.
Yeah. She sent it out because it's for her team. So I would still be working with the same people. So I sent in my resume for it because I'm overqualified at this point, and I already know that. Yeah. I got a email back an hour later saying that I was rejected for the position. And I'm like, okay. So I emailed the lady that sent it out, and I said, you know, I applied for this position. Just got an email back saying that I'm rejected for it because I don't meet one or more of the qualifications.
What?
And she responds back, given your current position, you should not have been denied for that. I'm going to email HR and I'm going to overwrite it. I'm like, thank you. So she emailed HR. I didn't hear from her today, but she's like, I'll let you know when they overwrite it so we can get you in for an interview. I'm like,
yeah,
sweet. Thank you. So it's just more crap like that at work because I'm like, what more qualifications do I need? I have two master's degrees. I have been doing adjustments for almost 5 years. I have been doing my current role full time for a year, but been doing all the jobs for it for almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a loss of what more I can do.
There isn't, unless they have something flagged on your, like, your profile or whatever, that they don't want you moved or something like that.
I swear to God, if that's the case, I'm out of there. I'm done.
Well, it could have been put in by, like, one of your old bosses or something, and it never got removed, realistically.
That's true.
And if she's the head of everything, and she's literally telling you, no, I want you to go for this, and overriding shit, she's going to be like, what the fuck? And then continue.
Yeah, because this position, I currently make, after, you know, being in adjustments for 5 years, I currently make about $44,000 a year. This position would jump me to $70,000.
Oh, God, that'd be so nice.
It would be, because it starts at $33 an hour.
Oh, that's so, oh, my God.
And I'm like, I want that. I want that.
I want that, please.
Because I've also applied
Now trying to figure out how to tell my boss I want a raise.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm going to be going in with a laundry list, especially if I have to fucking pick up more people's slack at work.
Mm-hmm.
Later problem. We'll get to that later.
But I've also applied for a supervisor position, and the only difference between that position and the one that I just applied for is that one is salary. So I wouldn't have to do any overtime. I would still jump about 3 different pay grades and make more money. That's so I'm like,
when you get it, putting that out, to make sure you have negotiated that anything over a certain amount of time, you would still get overtime for. Anything that like would say be like over 45 or however many hours that you think is excessive, over what you would be salaried for, make sure that's written in your contract. Because yeah, I think I may end up having to do something like that with my job at this point.
That's kind of what I'm thinking about right now, because with this, the one position that I applied for that I'm having to get overridden for, I do have the option to work overtime if I need to, but if I work more than 5 hours of overtime, I get 10% differential on all 40 hours a week that I've worked that week, which is what I'm using right now with working so much overtime as it is, because I got bills to pay, dude. I got $4,000 in credit card debt that I gotta pay down because of my surgery.
Yeah, I tend to look at my credit cards right now.
Yeah, it's giving me anxiety, because as it is, for those of you that don't know, I am a massive Funko Pop person. I have had a very large collection.
I mean, you still technically have more. They're just currently sitting in my house from last October.
Other than the ones that I'm waiting on for you. I'm actually selling about half of my collection right now. And it's very hard for me to do that. Yeah. Because these are ones that I've taken time, I've looked for, I've spent, you know, my own money on. I currently am on Whatnot and selling them on there. I've made a couple of sales already, and I have one that I actually need to box and print out the label and ship. But I'm selling those to make some extra money so that I can pay down my credit card enough so that when August comes around, I've got, you know, that for Disney, so that I can actually, you know, buy some shit. But it's very hard for me to do that. Like, it's killing me every time I make a sale, because it's not the amount that I paid for it, but at the same time, it's going to be more than I would be able to get selling it to the shop that I got them from, because I gave the shop that I got all these from about $1,300 worth of Funko Pops. They gave me $300.
You're joking me.
Nope. Yeah.
You may want to look to see certain ones on like Mercari and stuff like that too.
Yeah. I've thought about that. My duel on Mustafar, my Star Wars one, that was worth $220.
Yeah.
They wouldn't give me $220 for it. The entire, all $1,300 of them, they gave me $350 by the time I left.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they shysted me out of a lot of money. So I decided I wasn't going to go through them. I was going to sell them myself, and this was the best way that I could do it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. It's been a lot the last, 2 months.
Yeah.
So what's been new with you?
Well, work, because it's my business season. I think my last paycheck, which I get paid biweekly, so normally it would be 80 hours on a paycheck. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I was billed for 119 hours
Ay,
in a
ay,
2 week
ay.
period. I currently have already worked 62 hours this week. I'm going to be getting back on probably after I eat dinner tonight to do more work. I'm going to be on probably Saturday and Sunday. Actually, no, I think I'm taking tomorrow off. I'm probably going to be on Sunday after I watch the race. And then Monday I'll be on probably in the evening. So, yeah, and then when you have people who just don't do their job, so it's like for what I, if I was only doing what I did last year, I wouldn't be working this much overtime.
Right.
I would still be doing overtime, just probably 20 hours less, probably. Oh, like not a
Probably.
week, but like at least 10 hours a week less than what I am doing. Like it probably would be like
Yeah.
50, 55 hours max of overtime a week. But I'm currently doing my job from last year and about two other people's jobs from last year that either they didn't come back or they're at another area or whatever in like the company.
Oh, yeah.
And then on top of that, there's other shit of people not actually working, people calling in, like all shit like that. Like we've had someone call in, I think every day, not every day, like every Friday for the last like month.
Oh,
And
geez.
they're scheduled. Like, what the fuck? Like it, like be courteous. It's like certain things will come up that I understand. Like we had someone who took off like part of the morning for 2 days in a row, but it's like they have kids and it was like end of school year party and then like a recital thing. Like, okay, sure, cool, go. But like you just don't have an excuse. Like you're scheduled, you're billed. Like if there is an issue with like family, like that shit I understand. That happens. But to continuously do it and then complain about your work, like that's what pisses me off. It and
Jeez.
then I since I'm in Florida and everyone else is in Michigan, I'm on a VPN. There's other people who are in Michigan who are also on VPNs because they're in a different part of Michigan. And for the last 2.5-ish weeks, since the last Windows update we did in our computers, it fucked up our VPN
Oh
to where
no.
it's still usable. Like I can still connect all of that, but it drops my download and upload speed tremendously. So a
Oh.
task that used to take me maybe 2 hours to do is now taking me four.
Oh, that sucks.
I've called our people multiple times. They got it resolved on one of the computers and they literally had to manually go in and rebuild parts of the VPN.
Oh my
So
gosh.
I told my boss yesterday, I'm like, listen, I've called them and left messages like four to five times now at this point. I can't keep calling them. Like I physically cannot keep calling them because it's distracting me from my actual work. So I need you to call them and figure it out. And you can give them my number. Just, I don't care. Like,
Yeah.
I will not be in Saturday and Sunday this week. I will be at my house on Monday. So if they want to somehow do it on Monday, that's fine. We want to wait till Tuesday, that's fine too. But I need this fi figured out
Yeah.
because it, like, it's just ridiculous. Like, some days it'll work fine. But, like, my email when I'm connected to the VPN will not even load a document. It
Ah.
takes, mind you, my emails is where every single document comes in through. I
Right.
have upwards of 100 documents or more a day coming into emails that I
You
then
think
have to
that would make
save
it
and
more of a
upload.
priority for them to fix it? Theoretically.
I love what I do for work. I love my boss when he's not, when he's actually listening to me. Let me rephrase it that way. Because it's a lot when I say certain things and then nothing goes on, nothing happens, stuff like that. So besides work, which has been the majority of my existence, it has been watching racing, which minus the 3-week break we had and the canceled race last weekend because of floods, which fucking hope everyone's okay because I haven't heard any more shit about that. Mm-hmm. Grand Prix in Monaco this weekend, so that'll be fun. Hopefully the Leclerc curse stops and does not move on to Arthur. Why do I keep fucking struggling with Arthur's name? I did this fucking on Wednesday night too when I was showing when I was on Instagram before warm-ups. Like, what the fuck? Okay. The other thing that I've been doing is hockey. So if you've listened to this podcast, you know. If you haven't, get ready, bitch. So I love hockey. I got back into hockey right before bubble playoffs happened, and then bubble kind of sucked me back in, essentially. Mm-hmm. I'm in South Florida. My home team, my number one, is the Florida Panthers. Even when I wasn't religiously following hockey, we would still go to games. We would do a bunch of stuff. My second team, because we recorded in April. Let me see how far back in the playoffs we were or if anything was happening by then. Because we recorded, what, end of April?
We recorded end of March.
End of March. Great. Yeah. Wow. I've lost that much time. Oh, okay. No, yeah. So the last time we recorded, we weren't even in a wild card spot yet. We were fighting for a wild card spot. Fast forward probably 2 weeks after we recorded, the Panthers make the 8th seed, the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. We then go on to play my secondary team, which is the number one President's Trophy winning, number one all time in NHL history in points, the Boston Bruins.
Ooh.
We lose game one. We win game two. They come home. They lose games 3 and 4. Mind you, because I'm a season ticket holder next year, we got the choice to do what's called a stripe, I think is what it's called, to where you can opt in and then you have that seat for however long playoffs is for every single game. So I have been to every single playoff game in the same seat. I'm sitting next to one of my good friends. Like, we're fucking set.
Y'all look like you're having fun in the pictures that you post on Instagram.
We'll get to that.
Photo.
So essentially they go back to Boston for game 5. It's do or die, essentially. It is the next game for the Boston Bruins wins and knocks us out, or we have to force a game 7. We won in overtime in game 5. We won in overtime in game 6. We go to game 7. A lot of shit happens. It goes to overtime and they went in overtime. So we got through to the second round. It was, I don't know if you saw the post on my Instagram story. It's on my hockey highlights. Mm-hmm. I literally, what was not shown in that video was me falling off my fucking couch in shock and then getting up and screaming. I had bruises the next day because of how hard I hit the fucking ground. Mind you, I would have been okay either way. Obviously, I wanted it to be the Panthers. That's my home team. That's number one. That's always it. Mm-hmm. I would have been angry at the Bruins till the start of the next round, and then they would have been my team for the entire conference.
Right.
Mind you, we did brackets for work, and my brackets had the Panthers making it all the way and then the Stars making it all the way. Mm-hmm. So we go to the second round, which is against the Toronto Maple Leafs, who was number 2 in our conference, who for the first time in, I forgot how many years, 17? No, 19? In a very, 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 very long time, made it out of the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
They had like a first round fucking curse. beating the Tampa Bay Lightning, who had been in the Cup Finals for 2, if not 3 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We go to Toronto. We win game 1 and 2 in Toronto. We come home. They win game 3 at home. They lose game four, which slightly upsetting, but you know what? It is what it is. We're up 3-1. It is like, we got time. We're good. We mm-hmm. know what not to do, which is what the other team did first round against us. So we're good in that regard. Go to Toronto, win game five in overtime. We go on to the conference finals. Conference finals, game one, we win. It goes to four overtime. Four. Now, in hockey, in specifically playoff hockey, you remember how in normal regular overtime games, it's 5 minutes of 3-on-3, and then it goes to a shootout. I went to that with you. For playoffs, it is sudden death overtime, essentially. So next goal wins. And it is a full 20-minute period. If no one scores, we go to another 20-minute period. No one scores, we go to another 20-minute period. After overtime, oh, I'm not done. After overtime five, there's other rules that get put in place, and like more pucks get dropped. At one point, like there's 13 players plus a goalie for each team on the ice, and there's five pucks in play. Like that, like, has never happened in history. It was fucking close to happening.
It's like pinball on psychotic mode.
So essentially, the game started at, I think it was 8 o'clock. I did not go to bed till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh that my gosh.
We're up with hockey. Because after each period, there's an intermission because the guys need to fucking rest and try not to die, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
With, I think it was 15 seconds left in fourth overtime. No, it was like a minute and a half, actually. Something like that. Matthew Tkachuk. Fucking love that fucking rat. Love him. Scores the game-winning goal in game one. Cool. Great. Love that. Game two happens. Goes to overtime again. All of us are like, please, God, no. mind you, the first game, we had a disallowed goal 45 seconds into overtime one that we won. And then it took another full hockey game for one goal to be scored.
So my God.
I went to the watch party the second game.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, hype as fuck. Love the watch party. Actually had a good time, even though I was stressed as fuck. Witnessed a fight. That was also funny. had to keep the children from getting in the middle of a fight because people just started throwing drinks. It goes to overtime. All of us in the watch party are like, oh God, not again. Because some of them were there at the watch party for game one.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have kids. And they're like, we had to give up at overtime too because they were done. Score literally like a couple minutes, I think, into minute and a half, 2 minutes, something like that, in overtime two. Same person. Maddie scores again. This is a theme this series. Mind you, their sellies for his goal was go, let's go. We're off the ice. He literally scored a goal, made it up, pointed to the like walkway and was like, we're going, bussing 10, let's go. They come home. We come to Monday of this week. So it is currently May 26th as we're recording this. We come to Monday this week. First, the third game in the series, first home game. We win. I think it was in regulation for once. Don't we love me forgetting because
it was a you've lot. Been to a lot of hockey in your defense. You've been to a lot of hockey.
Yes. Okay. We won in regulation with only one goal scored that entire game.
Oh, wow.
It was insane. Like, it was the first playoff shutout for Bobrovsky in his history of playing in playoffs, like his whole career, which was fucking insane. Love that man so much. Again, common theme. I love nearly every member of my team, like minus, you know, the homophobes, those people we pretend they don't exist.
Right.
Exist. So we go to game four, which was Wednesday night. It was back and forth, kind of. The opposing team scores with 3 minutes left in the period, in period three. So 3 minutes left. We get a random power. We get a power play with like a minute and a half left. They end up scoring with, well, let me rephrase that. Matthew ends up scoring with 4.9 seconds left on the game clock.
Mm-hmm.
And whole arena fucking erupts. Like, I'm sure people have seen videos of what fucking happened in that arena, but it was such like a feeling just being there. And so weird, because I've loved this team for years, and to see certain people who have been here for a long time, who have dealt, specifically Barkov, who is dealt with so many coaches and everything else, to just win the conference and say, fuck superstition, we're touching and lifting this fucking trophy, we've earned it, like, let's go. So Panthers win the Eastern Conference championship, get the Prince of Wales trophy. Other things that happened on Wednesday, I met the hockey guys.
Really?
Did you not look at the post I posted on Instagram?
I have not had a chance.
Okay, go to Instagram and look. So essentially, the hockey guys, for people who don't know, they are, I don't want to say TikTok stars, but they started on TikTok. It's
essentially one. Yeah. I saw that one.
It is a group of friends who were on college hockey together. They started doing videos on TikTok, and it kind of just spiraled out from there. Like, they have a whole company surrounding it now, stuff like that. It's really cool just because it, like, they're just sweet people. So
we, oh, they look so nice.
Yeah. And of course, my eyes are closed because I can't take a picture with my eyes open, especially after I had been crying because my team did a thing. So originally we saw where they were during warmups. Our younger friend that is with us during warmups went up to them, freaked out, all of that, was like, oh, like, Laura, Catherine, you guys should go, because Catherine and I both love them. Mm-hmm. And social anxiety, Laura said, no, we're not doing that. Catherine did the same thing. So after the game, she's like, should we? I was like, I mean, fuck it. Our team just won. Why not? So they were there essentially because they were invited by Celsius, who is a sponsor of like the Panthers or whatever, mm-hmm. To just come to the game and essentially be present, do random shit. We went up to them because we knew what box they were in.
Yeah.
They were the sweetest people. They shook our hand. They were like, oh, what's your name? They introduced themselves. Like, just quite legitimately the kindest people I think I've ever met that have, like, any type of, I don't want to say, like, celebrity, but, like, any type of, like, fame in general.
Good, because it's always, like, hit or miss with people in social media that are gaining those followings. It's like, especially they are either the best people on the planet, or they are like complete and utter assholes. I had that same thing when I met Coasty when he was going to do my tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
I was freaking out because I'm like, please let him be nice. Please let him be nice. And he was legitimately the best person I could have talked to for 3.5 hours with him doing my tattoo.
It was like a relief being like, okay, cool. They're actually genuinely nice people. It was great. So now we wait for the Western Conference to be over because the Stars won last night. So they forced a game five because the Stars, much like the Hurricanes, who we were against, have their back against the wall because Vegas won their first three games.
Oh, wow.
So it was almost two teams who sweep their conference finals in the finals. Mm-hmm. Like, that is insane to me.
Yeah.
Especially because it's just the narratives, which I hate that word sometimes. The narratives surrounding this series has been insane. The one narrative that has happened is shit roughing. And that has been across the board in nearly every playoff game. There has been some dumb fucking calls. So, you know what? It is what it is. I was bitching about it during the Boston series for a while. I bitched about it during the Toronto series. I bitched about it during the Kane series. I'm going to bitch about it during the Stanley Cup finals, bitch. Doesn't matter win or lose. There's a fucking shit ton of issues with reffing.
So I have a game question.
Yes.
And this will tie back to it. Was there a game on the 10th?
Hold, please. Look at my schedule. Of May?
Yes.
Yes, that was the game we lost against Toronto. That was the game 4 of series 2.
Okay, was it in Florida? Was it in Toronto?
It was in Florida.
So, funny story. We're driving back from Laredo. We stopped at a Mexican restaurant. Sat down. I looked up at the TV. What game happens to be on but the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Florida Panthers? And I looked up at the TV and I'm staring at it. And my mom goes, what are you watching? I said, the game, Laura's there.
Yeah, yes.
And I didn't know if it was in Florida. I didn't know if it was in Toronto. I didn't know what it was. I'm just like, Laura.
Pretty much, yeah.
That makes me laugh. Now,
solid chance I'm going to be there.
Yep, I knew if it was at home, you were going to be there. That's why I kind of hazarded that guess. But I just, yeah, wanted to confirm.
Yeah. So it's been eventful for the hockey front, to say the least. Like, that's been, mm-hmm. like, my one decompress and, like, joy thing. It'll be like, okay, cool. No, I got a lot. Like, I got to log off. I'm going to have to, like, legitimately leave right now to go to a game. That has been literally the only thing to pull me away from my computer is a game.
which is a good thing, honestly, because you need those things that are going to pull you away.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what this one is. For me, Brooklyn is the only thing.
We're not allowed to have pets in the apartment.
Yeah, Brooklyn is the only thing that will pull that will legitimately pull me away from my computer or out of the house. Is taking her out on walks, which is probably the best thing, because if not, I would have slowly died because of stress.
Mood, yeah, no. Tomorrow, if mom doesn't want to go, it's gonna be siblings, but we're gonna go do the national park. Ow! What?
That sounded like it hurt. You hit your foot.
Yeah.
Or your mm-hmm. knee.
Yeah. I've been hitting myself on the desk a lot recently. That could be due to lack of sleep, though, because I was up working until 3 a.m. last night and then got up very
early. You need to sleep. I say don't go back to work after this.
No, I'm not going back to work immediately after this. I'm going to rest for a little bit and read, because I've been trying to – I have not read a lot. Guys, I'm like 18 books behind in my reading, and I'm kind of upset about it. Not gonna lie, but all it's gonna take is one good fucking week. That's all it's mm-hmm. gonna take. Realistically, I have like 50 pages I think left in the book I'm currently reading. Then I'm gonna start another one. But on the same time, is I have two friends that I go to hockey with, Catherine and Marjorie, and I randomly met them at warmups, and it was like insane how fast the three of us clicked together. Just from one game, just talking, introducing to each other, to the next game being like exchanging Instagrams and then phone numbers and then having a group chat and then meeting up for lunches and dinners and going out and making plans and shit like that. It like quite legitimately was the most genuine way I've ever made friends. And that's never happened to me. So we're going to take that as a win.
Yeah.
But we're planning, because Marjorie is a teacher. So we're mm-hmm. waiting until her school year is over, and then we're going to do a book club, kind of, because Catherine also reads the kind of books I do.
Nice.
And we're particularly going to get over the hockey depression by reading hockey romance books. So we literally have – I literally have one series that I've been following this author called Emily Rath for a while now, since she first started talking about this idea of a why choose hockey romance book. So mm-hmm. it's literally a goalie, a forward, and that is my brother on Snapchat, sorry. A forward, the equipment manager, and then the woman's the trainer of mm-hmm. like a relationship with all of them. Like it's like chef's kiss from like everything I've seen. I've essentially followed it from its inception of her being like, maybe I should write this, and then immediately just diving into the world of hockey. And it's probably like the most genuine thing I've ever like followed an author. Like, I think I've had one or two other authors like that from TikTok that I followed. Mm-hmm. Like Lauren Asher is one of them. Kat Blackthorne's another one. So if anyone, I thought I muted you. Oh wait, it's a family notification. That's why. Sorry. Family notifications and notifications from a very specific group chat are the only things that come through my phone when it's on do not disturb.
They, especially Kat Blackthorne, if you like paranormal romance, fucking her books right now, chef kiss, love sports romance, especially Formula One sports romance, Lauren Asher. She also has a billionaire romance that I'm determined to buy you and make you read, by the way.
I look forward to that. Yes, please, give me.
You're randomly going to get books because I'm going to probably shop at some point this weekend because I need to spend money because that is my one coping mechanism in life.
I am good with the receiving of books because you will be so proud of me. I have finally moved all my books. And this is not why you'll be proud of me. You'll be proud of me for the next thing. My parents gave me, they finally moved into their new house.
Oh, yay.
It finally got finished. That's a whole nother ball of worms in itself. But they got, yeah, they got new IKEA bookshelves. So they gave me one of their other ones that match my two tall bookshelves that are hold all my knickknacks. But I got that one, put it in my office. All my books are now in there. But starting next week, because I'm actually going to get sit down and be determined about this, I am going to put a book out here so that every day when I get off work, I'm going to sit down and read a chapter of my book a day so that I can get back into reading. Cause I have so many, I literally have a full stack of books that I have bought and have not read. I'm going to get back to A Song Below Water and finish that book. Cause I still haven't finished it. It went on my bookshelf,
by the way.
I'm going to go.
I did at the end of the year last year, I think it was.
Because we need to do book club again, because that was actually fun.
I have a book that I want to read part of it just to see how it reads, that it's based out of a Renaissance fair.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me about that
one. I told
you
about it before, because I was in a, hopefully I can read part of it by July, and I'll send you the book, and we'll do book club for my birthday podcast, maybe, this
year.
Sounds
good. Yeah.
So, TBD, most likely within the next month and a half. Because I'm going to probably read, like, the first chapter or a chapter or two in the middle and then, like, part something more toward the end. Mm-hmm. Just so I have an idea of how it reads, essentially.
Yeah.
Just because
if you can, sometimes. If you, right. If you can get it to me before I go on vacation for Disney, I can take it and read it on the plane and kind of read it during pool time.
When are you guys going, by the way?
The first week of August. Let me double check when that is.
I know when that is because my birthday's then, so I kind of have a runaround of
what. Yeah, we fly out on the 31st from here.
Okay.
To go down to Disney.
Yeah. Oh no, I'll definitely know before then because I'm probably gonna force myself to take a break middle of June at some point, just in regards to existing. With work at 60 something hours a week, I'm going to turn everything off and be like, this is not my problem right now. I don't get paid enough for this. In other news, actually, no, where was I? Books. I was saying something and I forgot. Book club. We didn't know it was before we started talking about book club.
No, not book club for us. Book club for you and your friends from hockey.
Yes. Fuck yeah. That's what I was doing when I picked up my phone. I was going to say the title of the book. See, I knew I was forgetting something. Oh, that's a spam risk. I don't fucking care about you.
We are two halves of a whole idiot.
Well, I also have severe ADHD right now. So the title of the book, I could not remember because I have too many book titles in my head. It's called Fucking Around. It's like 700 pages. And I vaguely mentioned it at one point during warmups. And Catherine's like, oh, no, I heard about that. I wanted to read it. And I'm like, why don't we read it together? And then Marjorie's like, what kind of book is it? And then we explain it. We're like, she's like, oh, yeah, no, I like books like that, too. So it was like, okay, so after season, we just planned to read it. And it just like automatically became a thing. So it's like, okay, cool. We can still hang out occasionally and just chill and exist. And it has a prequel called That One Night that's like, you don't have to read it, but you can, because it's essentially just a smutty novella of two of them of the female character and one of the guys meeting previously and essentially having a one night stand. And then that leads into her getting hired as a trainer for the hockey team and goes from there. And she's now doing a second book in the series with one of the first character's friends who is like a conservationist or something like that. So she's like researching animals and Florida culture. And I'm like, fuck yes. Like, legitimately what I would have hoped to be if I was better at science. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really it in my life. So next podcast, I will either be fucking ecstatic or slightly depressed because my team potentially wins a Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking say it. And I hope to dear God that does not bite me in the ass. But you can definitely see some of the reactions. I tend to post some. I've been posting more on Instagram lately. And mm-hmm. that's strictly because of the girls. I've taken more photos, I think, in the past 4 months than I have in 4 years. Because it became a routine of, okay, intermission, food, intermission, pictures, just chilling and, like, physically taking pictures and mm-hmm. videos of, like, us doing random shit or just, you know, screaming because our team won the fucking conference finals. So, yeah, that's really been my life, is mostly hockey, but a lot of work also. Besides that, my meds got upped, so I'm now taking 50 milligrams instead of 25. And they gave me insomnia medication because I'm an insomnia bitch.
Yeah, you need sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to have to remember to actually take it tonight because that's been my other problem, is I accidentally turned off my medication alarm on Monday because if I drink, I don't take the insomnia meds.
Yeah, the drinking and the insomnia meds.
So I tend to not do that. Mm-hmm. The issue is game was on Wednesday, got home at like 11:30 from the game, 11:30, 12, something like that, from the mm-hmm. game. And then I was like getting ready to go to bed. I was going to read some of my story. But the adrenaline was so much that I did not go to bed until 4 a.m.
Ooh.
And then I got up at 7.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and then I worked a very long time yesterday. There was like an hour and a half break in the middle of it, though.
Uh-huh.
So there's
What'd
that.
What'd you do?
I ate dinner with my mother and we watched Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Because trashy reality TV is great. Also,
yes.
I'm kind of upset that I never got into Vanderpump Rules because of all the fucking drama that's happening right now and I'm living for
right?
it.
Right?
I literally keep, because it's on my For You page, because I have trash reality TV plus like Bravo in general that comes up on mm-hmm. my For You page. And I interact with it because hello. So I've been watching all the recaps and everything. And I'm like, holy shit. Part of me wants to watch, like, once all of it's out, like, all the reunion stuff. Even though mm-hmm. I will have no fucking clue what is happening.
You just want to see the drama.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen clips on it already on TikTok. And I have Peacock, so I would get the uncensored version.
Yeah. Speaking of Peacock, are you going to watch the pay-per-view tomorrow? It starts at, like, 10. Pre-show starts at 10 a.m.
For what?
It's Night of Champions, but it's in Saudi Arabia. It's in Riyadh.
Oh, probably not, because tomorrow we're going on National Park stuff. We're going to just hike the trails and stuff like that, because we haven't done that in forever, and that's the one thing that I know, like, will ground me way back down, is just mm-hmm. chilling in nature for a while and taking random pictures of alligators.
the random gators that you find.
That is the most Florida sentence. Oh, my God.
Logan would be so proud of you.
Oh, my God. But I also have qualifying for the race tomorrow and stuff like that. I'll probably get pictures and, like, know what's happening. I mm-hmm. haven't really watched any WWE stuff. Like, the most I've watched of WWE is parts of WrestleMania mm-hmm. strictly surrounding, like, Judgment Day. So, like,
I mean, fair, Rhea, because Rhea. Rhea and Damian just
I love
yes.
both of them. Also Balor.
Yes, also Balor. Not Dom.
Dom's grown on me, but that may just be because I love Ryan so much that he's right. just, like, there.
I get my Rhea fix on Instagram because her and Buddy just post random shit on there and it's beautiful, and I'm sorry that you're having to look at the back of Brooklyn's head because she doesn't know space.
She's a lap dog. What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. This is
she is a 75-pound lap dog. She Correct. Really wants to be. I need to send you the pictures that I took of her the other day when she was. That was her statement. But I'm a lap dog, Mom. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That used to be my old dog. It was doesn't matter how much he weighed or how big he was. He's like, no. I exist here and here alone.
Right.
Hang on. But yeah, no, I haven't really been that much into WWE. I haven't even really watched AEW a lot. Like, I know what's happening.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm religiously following and watching everything. Like, I have them recorded, but I haven't watched them yet because I haven't had time. Maybe I'll do that on Monday.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who fucking knows?
I mean, fair enough. Because this weekend is all, like, it's all wrestling. Because tomorrow during the day is Night of Champions. Sunday night is Double or Nothing.
Shit, this week is Double or Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Okay. I know. Yeah. My plan was to be caught up by Double or Nothing to watch Double or Nothing. Shit. Okay.
Honestly, going into Double or Nothing blind is going to be better than you trying to catch up because the storylines have gotten a little
insane.
Fucky.
That's fair. I have, though, been watching AEW All Access and I really fucking like it.
I have that recorded and I have yet to watch them.
I like how it's formatted. The only thing I dislike about it is how much of Sammy Guevara I have to see. I'm not his biggest fan. So,
yeah.
It's weird for me, but it's also like I understand why they're trying to push him slightly, but also you get to see you get to see Tay too.
Yeah.
And you get to see way more of kind of who she is and how much she actually cares about wrestling, which I never really liked her and never really understood. And then I started watching this and I'm like, oh wait, fuck, I like her. And that's upsetting to me. And then for some reason, someone who I love dearly, Ruby, I started fucking be like, why do I feel like you're kind of shady and I dislike you now? Why do I get a bad vibe?
Is it
because of how you speak to camera sometimes? Like,
she has a hard time with turning off the character when she's not on screen.
That could be part of it.
Since she
had with Eddie, though, was cute.
Since she has started teaming with Tony and Saraya.
Yeah.
She's had a really hard time making that switch.
This was filmed way before that, though. This was when she had just come back from when her nose got broken. Because that's literally part of the storyline is how she doesn't really care for Tay because she broke her nose on, and then she thinks it's on purpose and like all this kind of stuff, a whole bunch of shit, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's really good. You also get to see like a little bit more inside Britt and Adam too. Because you get to
I've seen that. Like, that's the only reason I would do it. That's the only reason I would watch it.
Adam coming back. You also get to see TK interact with the wrestlers too occasionally. You see him in Gorilla and like all of that. And it's really nice. And then you also get to see the Young Bucks occasionally. They pop up, shit like that. And then MJF will do a random interview at some point, like, or Jungle Boy will pop up. It's really cool to see in that regard. Like, I've always loved the behind the scenes shit about wrestling. So I think maybe that's just why, because I'm a nerd about behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of behind the scenes stuff, this will be my last point. I'm sorry that we already knew this was going to be long because existence.
Yeah.
So as we know, last year, my brother and I went and did a behind the screens tour for Halloween Horror Nights. We have now booked our official Halloween Horror Nights date for us to go this year.
Nice.
I splurged. My brother's, he's slightly upset that I splurged because we're very much of the I'm going to pay you back mentality, even though how we do bills and how we do rent and how we do everything else is like pretty much even between all of us.
Yeah.
And then my credit cards are used as fun money because Discover keeps upping my credit limit and I'm terrified every time they do it. So we are doing the VIP RIP tour to where we're in a group with, I think it's like 6 to 8 other people because we're 2 people. And we're essentially, we have our own like private reception area that we get like food and soft drinks and stuff like that. Our own like alcohol bars that we can buy from where we don't have to go outside and do it with other people. We get, and that's like throughout the entire night. And then we get a tour guide essentially that takes us to all the houses. They'll tell us like lore about the houses, explain some of the stuff like that, and the scare zones. And then you get front of line access to every single house.
Nice.
So you're guaranteed to go to every single house and every single scare zone in one night.
Ooh, very nice.
So we're going to do that. We booked our hotel. So I made sure we're staying like actually on one of the hotels on City Walk. Mm-hmm. So because one, we like the food a little bit over there because we went on a very deep dive research hole. and then we decided, I was like, well, what if we did a Behind the Screams tour like after a Horror Nights date? Because we like to see the behind the scenes shit. So it's mm-hmm. like we'll walk through all the houses and then we'll get like six random houses that we'll go into and we'll get to see them lights on like we did last year. It's like, oh yeah, no, that sounds cool. So we're doing that the Friday after we do our Horror Nights date. And we're also potentially going to be getting Universal annual passes come August.
Nice.
And that's really weird for me to say because, again, if you listen to us long enough, we're Disney people.
Yeah.
And it's strictly because being plus size in Universal does not mix well. It's mm-hmm. a known fact that is unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Right.
And we missed going to the theme parks, like just to even walk around and people watch.
Because yeah.
we got to do so much just by walking around and going like one or two rides and just existing and watching shows and doing all that. So we missed that. So we're like, well, what if we do Universal? Because the price for the Universal passes is way cheaper than Disney. You get way more perks. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, my brother and I would get the highest tier pass. Mm-hmm. And we would get our mom like the second highest tier because the highest tier pass, you get a free Halloween Horror Nights ticket.
Oh, cool.
So then we would use that free ticket on the night we did the tour, the secondary tour, mm-hmm. Just to go back and do the scare zones and like go do a couple of our favorite houses again.
Yeah.
So October is an – oh, actually, no, technically September. So we're going, I think September 20th, 21st, something like that, is when we are going. And very nice. It'll be the perfect lead up to, like, the week before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Like October starting, which is essentially Halloween, like, let's be real.
The month of Halloween.
The month of Halloween. So it'll be a nice thing like that. It'll be our sibling trip that I know we've been wanting to do for like 3 or 4 years now. and then it'll give us a good, I don't want to say jumping point, kind of starting point on where to go, even though we'll probably mm-hmm. go in August and stuff before when we get passes again. But yeah, so that's the world of Laura. If you do want to see me freak out, over hockey, I do have a post on Instagram that is literally a picture of me and my friend Catherine, a picture of me with the hockey guys, and then it's a video of us screaming after the goal. I'm literally almost crying again. I legit cried multiple times that night. Like, I'm not even joking. I was tearing up in my seat like, oh my God. And then Carolina has the fucking goal to try and challenge it for goalie interference, those motherfuckers. Because in the video, you can hear me go, they're going to fucking challenge it. Kevin's going, for what? I was like, they're going to fucking do goalie interference. They have no leg to stand on, but they're going to fucking do it. We know that.
Right.
Like, honestly, if there were 4 seconds left in a game and your season's fucking over, if you don't somehow win, you know what? Throw everything at it. Why not?
Why not?
The goal, and what the goal of that coach, though, to say they weren't swept, though, is... It's like, you lost 4 games in a row. You were swept. That's what that means, my dude.
Okay. Right. Okay,
sorry.
What's your Instagram handle?
That's a great fucking question. I think it's LadyLaura01.
I think it's...
Like everything else. Yeah, Lady_Laura_01.
There we go. I'm like, I know it's slightly... I know it's slightly different than your Twitter handle, but it's still the same wording. You just add underscores in this one.
Yeah, because, you know, existing.
Right. I have one more thought, circling back to you not having time to go back and, like, not read, but, like, watch, you know, wrestling content.
Yes.
So I am going to, I'm going to shill for a second. My brother and his former roommate, hit one of his best friends, just started a wrestling podcast. This would be week three that they've done it. But they go over everything wrestling from WWE to AEW, give their highlight, or like they talk about the match cards for all four of the shows. They give their opinions on it, anything wrestling news that has come out during the week. And it's actually really good. They go for about an hour and a half ish, but it's, you know, they do really well. And I enjoy listening to it. I forgot about it this morning, so I'm going to listen to it tomorrow while I'm working. But if you would like to listen to a podcast or just like have it on in the background, it's GQ, a wrestling podcast. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on iHeartRadio. But yeah, I really recommend it for anyone who's listening who likes wrestling. And you know, likes wrestling podcasts or just doesn't have time to watch it during the week, go give it a listen. They actually, you know, it's really funny between the two of them because they'll just start ranting at each other or they'll just start going off and doing weird ass voices
like we do. Because
Yeah,
does this podcast even have like legs to stand on? I'm so sorry to anyone who listens to this, by the way. Megan showed me like stats the other week and I'm like, what the fuck?
Also, I mean, we've got a good fan base that has continued to listen to us, and we love you guys, because we know that sometimes we go off on tangents, and sometimes our episodes don't make sense, but those of you that stick around with us, because we make life entertaining, we thank you, because we've been doing this is our fifth season, so fifth year that we're doing this thing, and we enjoy doing it. I mean, it's a good way for us to decompress. But on that note, I think that's going to be it for this month. Thank you guys so much for listening to us for another month. Make sure to go check us out on our social medias, over on Twitter. It's, at Teen Twits Pod, at Lady Laura 01, at Masters Egg 17. Go check out the YouTube page, Teen Twits. If you would so choose to, you can also go check out, the Cyber Twits podcast over on Cyber Twits on YouTube, and their Twitter stuff is all the same. Check us out on Facebook on Cyber Twits. Check out still? We still do the Facebook because I run the Facebook.
I mean, I'm not on Facebook enough to like know, so sorry about that.
Fair enough. Check out the Redbubble store. I don't have any new designs as of yet. Ryan is still working on stuff, but I'm also having him work on other things, and life is difficult right now. Yeah. So we're working on it. But we will be back next month. Either we're doing tier lists or we're doing sporical quizzes, but we're going to talk for a little bit right after this and try and figure that out. Because we did not.
I forgot we need to figure out what we were doing next month.
Because we did not have a topic for next month, and that's why I was on my phone a little bit ago. I was changing things on our Google Doc.
nice. Yeah. So I forgot I made that Google Doc. Yeah.
So we're gonna be back with either one of those things next month, and then we go into my birth month. So I'll pick the topic, and then we go into Laura's birth month, and we'll figure that out, and then yeah,
it's we'll go this from there.
This year has gone quick for some reason.
It's real weird. It's real bad. It's real bad.
It's real bad. What was that?
I blinked, and suddenly it's June. Like my brother's birthday is next week, and I'm like, what the fuck? Motherfuckers didn't take the voicemails off. So, okay, we gotta go. I saw my phone at work, and I got real angry. Sorry.
All right. Have a good month, you guys. We love you. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you next month. Goodbye.
Bye.